Close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side,
shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize
when we ghosts come out to socialize.
Welcome, foolish mortals. You have stumbled into the graveyard and discovered the Grim Grinning Guys Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. We are your ghost hosts for this evening. I'm Matt.
I am Derek.
And I am Craig.
Please stay calm. The room is not actually stretching. Go ahead and pull down on those safety bars because we won't be doing that for you. Milestone episode 57. Can't believe the show has already come to an end. I tell you what, guys, it's been a fun ride.
It's not over.
It's really just beginning.
I misunderstood that part at the beginning of the recording session. So, yes, today is Monday, June the 25th. Happy Monday, boys.
Monday should be happy, I guess.
Exactly. Every day's a happy day. Monday fun day, as I always
say. And it's a milestone.
Of course.
This is a big milestone.
This is a pretty big milestone. Because today,
no holds barred.
We are embarking on a challenge that we have never embarked upon. I don't know if anybody in the history of mankind has. I'm sure many people have. But, Craig, what do you think?
I'm kind of nervous. I just don't know if it's going to be possible. I don't know if we can do this.
Today and next Monday, we will be ranking all 47 of the Walt Disney World theme park rides. From 47 down to 1.
So we're starting at the what we recognize as the least to the greatest, correct?
Yes. And let's go ahead and preface this by saying that this list will be outdated in a matter of about 10 days. No, five days, I think. By this Friday, we'll have two new rides to add to it. So maybe we'll throw those in on next Monday's show.
There you go.
Based on YouTube videos and other people's reviews.
Absolutely.
Let's just hope they crack the top 24.
And we will be riding those rides before you know it.
We will. We will. Now let's...
July 14th through the 16th.
Yes.
17th.
Well, you all 17th. You'll be there 4 days. I'll be there too.
Matthew.
Remind me, please, again.
We'll be worn out by the time you get there.
I know. Yada, yada. Now, we are getting this list of attractions from the Theme Parkology website. Those of you on the Diz Twitter, Parkology.com has their WDW 49 challenge, or sometimes it's 47, depending on how many rides there are.
Well, it's 49 because they've already added the two from...
Yes, which we won't be ranking Slinky Dog Dash and Alien Swirling Saucers in this episode, I don't believe, but they may make it to the next episode. But today we're ranking rides 47 through 25, and then we'll rank the top 24 next Monday.
These rankings get dicey.
And Derek, do you have any good ideas how we can rank these?
I don't know that you want to hear it. Well, I get vetoed every time.
He's already ticked off.
I tell you what, before Derek gets mad, we do have some listener feedback.
Ooh, yeah.
From Twitter.
That'll cheer Derek up.
That we've wanted to share with
that
you.
That will cheer me up.
Is that okay, Derek? They're gonna make you put a smile on your face?
I love to smile.
Indeed you do. Kaylee said, we've been all over Disney today and couldn't have had such a great trip without Grim Grinning Guys helping us plan. Thank you, Kaylee, for that compliment. We always appreciate the positive feedback, and we're always glad to help you. Craig, remind them, if they have any trip questions, where can they contact us at?
You can contact us on a plethora of places. You can start at Facebook or at Instagram or at Grim Grinning Guys, or you can go to Twitter at Grim Grin Guys, or you can just flat out just email us at grimgrinningguys@gmail.com.
Yes, and we would love to help you plan your next trip. This comes from Alex C. Graves. He says, it has taken me 53 whole episodes, but after the absolutely astonishing singing performance by Craig, I have now become interested in the Grim Grinning Guys podcast. That's pretty sad. He had no interest before that.
Guys. Honestly, I know Alex, and I don't think he listened to anything until Craig's singing debut.
I'm just glad I can add that to the show, guys, and bring.
Hey, you're bringing them in
so
in waves.
Yes.
Here's a funny man, McCallan. He said, is this podcast seriously just about punctually planning Disney park trips periodically? Mr. Alliteration.
He must be a, he must know you.
I don't. I guess because so.
Because of the alliteration. You are a fan of alliteration also.
That's true. We can't share this with you, but Annie Arms did share with us a picture of her 1992 Opryland season pass on Twitter.
Yes.
She's a fan of Opryland. Rest in peace, like we all
who
are.
Who would not be a fan of Opryland?
That's true. And also Andrew Greer, 159 days until we're at Walt Disney World. Thanks to the Grim Grinning Guys for 50-plus great podcasts and the personal advice. Thank you, Andrew. We appreciate your feedback, and we are always glad to help. Well, guys, that does it on the Twitter front. Are you ready to get this show started?
I couldn't think of anything without hurting someone, or I'm running out of places for tattoos on my body. Nobody's listening.
The tattoo artist is back. All right, Derek, since you are, let's just call you Mr. Negative. We're going to let you pick out the dead last ride in all of Walt Disney World.
I like it.
And if you don't have one, I do.
Dead last.
Yep. The 40. No, let's not call it dead last.
Okay.
Let's call it the 47th best ride.
Yeah. I mean, because every ride's pretty good at, you know.
Exactly. Because we are the type of podcasters.
We're positive.
That just are positive about everything. So, Derek, what's your 47th favorite ride?
Well, you just said positive about everything, and then you said Derek right after that. Those two things.
Well, I think.
Okay.
After looking over this list, I tried to pick one from each park, but I think 47 for me. Again, this is where it gets dicey because we each take one off the board.
Yes.
Right. Derek, you're going to say Country Bear Jamboree off the board, aren't you?
I am not.
Okay, good.
It's not a ride.
That's true.
But he would say that just to throw it
he
out.
Probably he doesn't care. He doesn't care.
I'm going to go with Triceratops Spin.
Oh, wow.
47.
Dead last?
We rode that last time we were there, us three.
We did.
And we're riding it again in a few weeks.
I think I love riding the teacups where just spin
as fast. We're three grown men fitting inside it.
It's a tight fit, to say the least.
All of us are at least 6 foot.
Yes.
over 200 each one of us.
That's right.
So Triceratops Spin has been eliminated. I will go ahead and take ride 46 off the board, and I'm going to write the Rafts to Tom Sawyer Island.
Ooh.
I've been to Tom Sawyer Island a couple times.
You swim.
And the thrill of riding on the raft just doesn't do it for me. It's listed as a ride here.
It is.
But I have no desire. I mean, I do need to get over to Tom Sawyer Island more often than I do, but you got to get on the raft, and the raft is not. If it was like a hot air balloon, I'd be more inclined to go over there.
Did Tom Sawyer know how to fly a hot air balloon?
I'm sure his friend Huck Finn taught him.
What if it was like a raft that was like alligators and stuff was trying to get after? Would that be more fun?
For Derek, it definitely would. No doubt.
Okay, guys, I'm going to go down to, we're on number 45.
Yes.
I'm going to say that would be, and again, it's taking another one out of Animal Kingdom. The Wildlife Express.
Wildlife Express train.
Animal Kingdom.
Whoa.
Not getting any love here.
Why, Craig?
Well, as far as a ride, that's just not top of my list of something I could go ride.
And I will say about the Wildlife Express train, there really isn't a lot to see. Occasionally, if you're lucky, you'll catch like an animal.
Operation, yeah.
But on the ride back, it's just trees. It's nothing.
It's wildlife.
And the ride over there is not, you see housing for the animals, right. So it's not really exciting either.
Yeah.
But once you're over there, you could get to see the conservation station's kind of neat, but I don't know that it's...
As a ride itself, there's not a lot to it. It's more of a means of transportation for getting you there.
Right.
So, but it is on the list here. So, Wildlife Express train number 45.
And that really, that kind of took me back because that was my next pick.
Oh.
All right, guys, so let's just take a restroom break here. It's just
no, Craig, we don't have time for that.
I just thought.
We don't have time for that. Number 44, Derek, what do you got?
44. See, Hollywood Studios, I think they're all going to be pretty good. Mm-hmm. And the rest of Animal Kingdom, I like. I see my next pick.
All right,
Derek. We're going to Epcot.
Uh-oh.
The Seas with Nemo and Friends.
Oh.
I rode that this last trip with Boone, and I despised every minute of it for some reason. I don't know why. It was not an enjoyable ride.
Yeah, there's just not a lot to it in terms of Disney dark rides. I think it's too dark overall. Like, it's hard to see a lot. I don't guess they want you to see much.
Right. But
the one redeeming quality it does have is at the very end where you see the animated fish, and it looks like they're in the tank with the actual fish. I think that's pretty neat,
but it just wasn't.
And the queue takes forever to walk.
Yes, it is one of the longer queues.
Craig, any thoughts on the Seas with Nemo and Friends?
Again, as we start ranking, that's what I'm sitting here looking at. It's going to be interesting because you don't realize how many good rides there are at Disney.
Right.
And we're starting getting in the good rides now, so it's going to be hard to rank these. But
we're already getting into the good rides.
Yeah, we've only taken off four rides.
Yeah, that's how good it is. So,
I mean, I think all the rides have something to offer.
Right.
So,
and depends on the age of the children.
Yep.
I'm thinking at my age is how I'm thinking.
Yes, yes.
I'm sorry. Little kids.
That's a good way to look at it.
I'm going back over to Magic Kingdom for number 43.
So don't mean to interrupt. Is that how we're going to rank these in? What we want to do, not necessarily with our family?
Is that maybe the best way to rank it? I think it's whatever you want to take into account.
Okay.
And I'm going to go to Magic Kingdom, and for number 43, I'm going to put down a ride I've never ridden. It's always been on my bucket list, and yeah. I'm probably going to get some hate for this from the Disney enthusiasts, but I'm going to pick Main Street Vehicles. I've never been on the fire truck or the horse-drawn carriage. I'd love to do... Is a horse-drawn carriage one? No.
There is a horse-drawn trolley.
I've always wanted to do the omnibus.
And then, the double-decker.
And I saw the other night that the omnibus is doing nighttime rides, which if we could do that in July, that would be awesome.
I think that's a ride that Derek would really enjoy because he gets looked down on people.
That's true.
I did enjoy that ride. I've gotten to ride the fire truck and the omnibus.
Did you enjoy it?
Yes, I enjoyed both of them.
Would you rank it higher than what I've ranked it?
Probably not.
Yeah. I still want to do it, and we probably would have done it last year, except I lost my wallet on Splash Mountain along with other things, but that's another story. So Main Street Vehicles for me is number 43. And that's probably unfair because I've never ridden them. But I don't think I'm going to get much of a thrill out of riding them anyways.
All right. I'm down to two that I'm trying to decide. But I'm just going to go with the one that I think is really what my heart is saying. The Liberty Bell Riverboat. I liked it. I really enjoyed riding it. But when I start looking at everything else listed, it's probably going to be my next on my list. So the big old riverboat.
Tell you what, Rivers of America is getting no love today.
Can we say renovation?
To make it where, like, maybe. Once you get on board, you fight someone? Is that what you want to see?
No. Renovate Rivers of America.
What would you change about the Rivers of America?
I mean,
make the boat go faster? Make two laps?
Well, other podcasts have mentioned maybe a restaurant on Tom Sawyer Island.
No, or on the boat.
That would be cool.
Or, well, probably not on the boat.
What about wrap it up a little bit and make it rip like a rapids?
On the riverboat?
Yes.
There you go, Craig. And it goes so fast that you get three laps instead of one.
The cigarette boats on rivers.
What?
Those cigarette boats, those racing boats.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Oh, man.
Okay. He's showing his age now.
Obscure Sports Quarterly.
He's showing his age. Hey, back when I was a boy, they had these cigarette boats.
You think they sell cigarettes or something? They don't. This is the shape of the boat.
Derek, number 41.
Number 41, while this is an enjoyable ride, it is not long enough, and it's...
Say it ain't so.
It's a little rough.
Uh-oh. He's not going to do it.
I'm going to go with Barnstormer.
Oh, okay. I didn't know what you were going to say.
Yeah, I was worried.
Barnstormer, yeah, it's... I think by the time you reach the top of the lift hill, what is it, 30 seconds? It's not very long at all.
I thought once you came down the lift hill, it was over. It is.
And see, that's one where I would, Craig, you mentioned what would we rank it. I'd probably rank it higher because there's that nostalgic appeal. It was Bruin's first ever roller coaster. So
right.
It's a good coaster for kids to get started on. But for us as adults, Derek, as you said, it's not very comfortable. All right, we're at the big 4-0. We're ready to go under the hill. Is that what we're saying?
Yep. Speaking heading back down.
Speaking of sayings, I figured out that candle saying from
Did
a few
you?
Episodes
I want to hear it.
Yes. Oh, no.
A candle in the sky is like the apple of my eye. Is that the one?
And that means nothing. I mean, what does that even pertain to?
Candle burned out long before.
It doesn't need to pertain to anything, Craig.
Sorry.
All right. Number 40. I am going to pick a ride.
Well, generally speaking, that's a good thing.
You know what? I'm going to go ahead and just take it off the board. It's a ride that I like, but in the grand scheme of things, I rarely feel like I have to ride it. I will if it's there and I'm there. I'm going to pick the Grand Fiesta Tour in Mexico at Epcot. The Grand Fiesta Tour. I do like the new audio animatronics that they added, but there's nothing else really.
Sure, it's like the video screens.
I like the first part that goes by the restaurant and the pyramid, mm-hmm. and I like the audio animatronics, but nothing else. It just feels like screens with a Small World ripoff. So that's my number 40.
And the one room with the fireworks
on the ceiling.
Yeah,
that you can tell the effects. Yes, I'm not a fan. So, but again, it's a fun little ride.
I can see it.
If there's no wait, sure, I'll hop on. Craig, number 39.
Man. It's getting kind of tough because I'm seeing some that I'm thinking, maybe. Then I'm thinking, I don't want to.
You're not ready to remove it yet?
Yeah. I mean, there's one I really want to remove, but I think it'll be a very big upset for a lot of people.
We like the upsets.
Derek, I think Craig, out of the three of us, has the hardest time deciding.
Out of everything on here, again, if I'm looking at rides for me, I'm probably going to go with Tomorrowland Speedway.
I like it.
Not a bad.
I don't mind that one.
Solid choice.
Safe work environment.
Craig, when's the last time you rode the Speedway?
Last time we went, I watched Harper ride it. I did not personally ride it, but I watched my daughter ride it. So we rode it last time we were there. But again, it's not.
It's probably been a while since you've ridden it.
Yes, 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 yes.
Yeah. For adults, you know, there's really no appeal for the Speedway. It's one of those you ride if you're trying to ride every ride.
Right.
So.
Right. And if you get to ride with your kids,
yeah.
You know,
yeah, Bruin loves it. So,
yeah.
But for me, no.
I think I've ridden it twice.
It's now time for number 38, D News Views.
This might get some people going. I'm hoping it does.
That's your
goal, isn't it?
What are we on? 40?
He's going to say Splash Mountain.
38? What are we, 38? 38. I'm going to go Mission Space.
Oh.
Oh, no! Oh, no! Oh, no!
Sorry. Did a small child get in here?
Mission Space. So, I've not ridden that in our last 6 or 7 visits.
So Mission Space, not a fan, huh?
I'm not. I'll probably ride it. Me and Craig will probably ride it.
I'll say that is pretty low. You'll ride it without me? Yeah,
probably so.
I
want to try the green version. I've never ridden.
No, you don't.
I don't.
It's
awful. Is it?
It's there's nothing to it.
You might as well even ride it if you're the green
version. I mean, you're pretty much just sitting there. I might as well be
sitting. But it's a different.
It doesn't matter.
A movie, isn't it?
I'll tell you what. We'll go outside of it. I'll spin you around in a circle. And it'll be more scary.
It'll be more
intense. More intense than.
Why don't we just look at a YouTube video of Planet Earth? That's pretty much what it is. For a headlining attraction, and I think they built that with the intention of being a headlining attraction. So that takes us to 37. I'm going to pick one that the ride itself is quite fun, but getting on the ride can be a pain and a hassle, so I don't ride it that much. I'm going to say Astro Orbiter in the Magic Kingdom. It's got some great views.
Good point.
But you got to get on the. Every time you're there, there's a long wait, and even when there's not a wait, you got to go up the elevator, and they got to board you, and you got to go down the elevator.
And it is the roughest.
It's
spinner.
It's intense. And if you try to get in there with another adult, you can't get stuck. That happened to my wife and I in Disneyland, and we could not reach the bar to go up or down. And I think it's too intense for little kids in terms of a spinner. Sure. So I'm picking that as 37.
For 36 with me, guys, and it's something I don't ride a lot. I think I rode it with you guys last time, but it's not just a go-to ride. It would have to be the Magic Carpets of Aladdin. Just not a huge fan. And if I'm going to ride Magic Carpets of Aladdin, if I can't ride it, I'll just go and ride Dumbo. I mean, again, you've got choices.
The spinners are not getting love.
They're not.
Triceratops Spin is dead last at 47. Astro Orbiter, 37. Magic Carpets of Aladdin, 36. So just give you a rundown. Currently, through our first 12, or our bottom 12 rides, you can find 2 of them in Animal Kingdom, 2 of them in Epcot, and 8 of them in the Magic Kingdom. So far, we have not ranked any of the four Hollywood Studios rides, but 8 Magic Kingdom rides are in the bottom 12.
But there are 25 Magic Kingdom rides.
Yes, and there's only 47 total. So that does make some sense. So,
okay, what's number?
36.
Number 36. Probably going to get... I'm going to pick another one that's going to be controversial.
That's what you live for, though.
I do.
He lives for the controversy.
I've ridden this ride, and I don't know that I've enjoyed it any time I've ridden it. Collie River Rapids.
Not a fan of the water ride.
I think it's too... To me, it's too short. It's not a full... To me, it's not... It doesn't fulfill the ride qualifications.
Grizzly River Run in Disney's California Adventure is far superior.
It is.
Which really, outside of the drop in Cali River Rapids, there's not much to it.
No.
Like, it's called the Rapids, but there aren't that many rapids. There's only that part, the drop, and then another point where you're going to get wet, which can be good or bad. But yeah, it could be so much more.
I think so.
And it takes up a large footprint. I wish they would do more with the rapids in the ride. Make it more thrilling. Craig, agree, disagree? Are you a fan of the rapids?
I'm a fan of the rapids, but I could take it or leave it.
I can't wait till the three of us get in a raft here in a few weeks.
Yeah, can't wait.
Oh, Matthew wants to do it. Let's just find something else. We are now on number 34.
34.
I'll tell you what, there's rides I want to rank lowly, but here we go. I'm going to put it here because... I've been thinking with my son in mind. I'm thinking solely about me right now. Number 34, the Prince Charming Regal Carousel.
Yeah, see, I thought about that a while ago, too. And it's a good ride, a fun ride for little kids. But again, it's just not, as you get the ranking, it's not going to be your top. Yeah,
it's a carousel.
Yep.
I like the soundtrack. I love the soundtrack. I love the details. I love its location in the middle of Fantasyland. But it's a carousel. The good news is it usually has a pretty short wait. That is number 34. Craig, what about number 33?
33, I'm traveling back over to Animal Kingdom, and I'm taking out Primeval Hurl.
I was going to wait and see how long that lasted.
Yep. That is probably, in my book, one of the worst as far as jarring the snot out of you. I mean, you have got to go to a chiropractor after you get off that ride. But it's fun.
It's part of the experience.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's a lot of fun. But that would be next on my list.
And that's another one I'm looking forward to the three of us riding, because when I go, my kids aren't big enough to ride it. Sissy can't do spinning rides, so I always have to ride it by myself. Strangely enough, that's one that my 71-year-old mother loves to ride.
I can see that.
I'm sure she loves me mentioning her age. But
I can see that.
She rode it December.
Wait. Does she actually listen to the show?
Sometimes.
Okay.
More so than my wife. But she rode it in December, and I warned her repeatedly, Mom, this ride, you need to know what it's going to do. She's like, oh, it'll be fine. And she came back, and she loved it.
You said, Mom, where's the meatloaf?
That's exactly what I said. All right. So Primeval Whirl is off the board. I would argue, for me personally, I think Barnstormer is probably more painful than Primeval Whirl.
Put them right up there
the
together.
The seat in Primeval Whirl.
I would put
World
those two and Safari. I think Safari is a rough ride.
It is rough. The seat itself in Primeval Whirl is comfortable.
Now, some would say Space Mountain's a rough ride, but being for someone who had a major surgery in real life,
that's
not that bad.
Derek, number 32.
32 is going to be something that's not been... They say it's gone downhill since it was renovated, and we're going to go with Journey into Imagination.
I knew what you were going to say. But it's one that you have admitted is growing on you.
It is. That's why it's moved up this far.
2 years ago, you would have probably ranked it dead last.
It would be right behind Triceratops Spin.
Aren't you proud of Derek, Craig?
I am.
He's giving things a chance.
He's making progress.
He's being much more optimistic.
For now.
All right. That takes us to number 31. And we're going to go back to Magic Kingdom because I like what I'm seeing in the rest of the parks. I am going to put one down that could draw some ire.
Let's draw it.
I'm going to
say. What does that look like?
I don't know. I'm going to say It's a Small World in number 31.
Wow. Ooh.
It is a classic, but I just, as you said, Craig, looking over the other rides, it's hard for me to put it in the top 30. I kind of feel guilty.
Right.
And listeners, go ahead and forward all of your email to me, Derek@grimgrinningguys.com. It's funny, we actually switched the names up. So, yeah, It's a Small World. The kids love it, but it's not one that I'm like, I've got to ride.
Right.
Over and over and over. That probably hurts your feelings, doesn't it, Derek? It's a small world.
It doesn't. For some reason, it does not bother me one bit. Craig?
Guys, I'm going to stay in Magic Kingdom, and I am going to choose Under the Sea, Journey of the Little Mermaid.
One of the newer attractions. Number three.
I think this is a fitting spot for it, though. Even though it is Boone approved, he does love the singing room.
I always get that one and Under the Sea with Nemo and Friends confused.
Yeah.
I always think of one as the other and other as it's going.
Well, they're both a clamshell.
Yeah, and they're a lot of the same, yeah, same ride.
I do think some of the renovations they did in terms of making that big room a blacklight room, I think that did help. But and, you know, it's not one of those dark rides that's just mind blowing.
Right.
But it is good in that it's easy to get a fast pass for as an extra fast pass. Right. And
usually even if they say the wait is like 20 minutes, it's usually a walk on.
Right. It's a long queue.
It is.
The queue is very neat. I do like the queue. Derek, number 29. We're now in the 20s.
29. I think we're going to stay in Magic Kingdom.
Of course we are.
And I'm going to take out the Mad Tea Party.
Oh, say it ain't so.
I think it's a good ride, but seeing other things, I enjoy more. So
it's especially fun
to put with three grown men yes,
in that ride. Oh, me.
Because kids, after we get done with it, though, kids rush to that one because we spin so fast.
That is true. They think ours spins yes, faster than everyone else's. Yes. I haven't noticed that.
After they clean up the puke.
Is that...
whose puke is that?
Oh, sorry. Hey, what is our ranking here so far, Matthew?
You want me to run down through the whole list?
How far... What number are we on?
Oh, we are now on number 28.
Yeah.
28.
Still run down the whole list. Never mind.
I'm going to say the Walt Disney World Railroad.
That was going to be my next choice.
I actually switched at the very end. It was going to be a different one. But I'm going to say the Walt Disney World Railroad. I like it.
You chickened out?
But I kind of did.
I like the railroad, though.
I do, too. It's great just to kind of go around. It always gives me a good feel for Magic Kingdom. I love the narrator, but I don't like the conductor having to constantly say, please stay seated, please stay seated. They say it every 2 minutes.
Well, that's because kids are getting up and down. And
well, then strap them in.
Put seat belts on.
There you go. Walt Disney World Railroad, number 28. Craig, what's 27?
Man, it's starting to get tough, guys. I mean, just trying to figure out. I am going to have to say, guys, for my next one would be Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger Spin.
Wow.
That's kind of...
I'm surprised.
I like that one. I like that ride.
That's a top 10 ride for you.
I like it.
It is, probably so.
I like it.
Well, no, 15. Top 15.
But if I'm thinking about a Toy Story ride, that's not my top Toy Story ride. So I'm kind of going where the multiple choices.
Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger Spin.
Okay.
Derek is heartbroken. Derek is our
heartbroken. It's probably about where it needs
Derek
to be.
Derek is our perennial galactic hero.
Now, we got to think. We're getting down to the top 25. So, I mean, we're getting down to the serious business. So
this is true.
Some favorites are going to be dropping here.
Yeah. Derek, number 26. What do you got?
I'm going to have to take out the last spinner and take out Dumbo.
No!
Derek, that was the one I was between.
And that's my... I mean, now with Boone, that's our go-to ride right now is Dumbo.
I thought it would crack the top 25. It is the best of the spinners.
I enjoy it.
I think.
The most original.
Yeah. Well, guys, I'm ready to rank the last one for today's episode, number 25. And I think that both of the ones you just mentioned are better than this ride.
Do you?
I'm going to say number 25, The Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh in Magic Kingdom.
I disagree.
You think that's better than Buzz Lightyear?
For me, it is. I like Pooh. I don't know. They're all kind of right there together.
Yeah. I don't know. The more I ride that, the less I like it.
I agree.
It's hot. It's really hot in there.
And Pooh was made at a time... I feel that ride was made at a time when Walt Disney encouraged the use of psychedelic drugs.
That's...
Well, you have to think, though.
Definitely.
Pooh was built in the same place as Toad's Wild Ride.
And that makes me hate it even more.
Like, but I think that's why some of that's left over, because Toad's Wild Ride was psychedelic. It was hot.
I mean, looking... I'm kind of upset that I didn't cut Pooh out earlier, just because it's a fine ride. It's hot. I don't think it had... Not only does it have the whole psychedelic thing going on, but I think the effects just moving cardboard, a lot of it.
Yeah, that's true.
It could be so much more.
I think that, like our Hall of Personality, Fat Panda said,
yeah,
that Disney really melded in on this
they
ride.
Did. Oh, and when you compare it to like Pooh's Honey Hunt in Tokyo Disneyland, which will be there in 5 years, you know, when you compare it to that, it less is really five. Just a shell of a ride. So,
yeah, and you're probably right. It probably could have switched with either one of those. But in the same way, though, Space Ranger Spin, sometimes your gun doesn't work completely right and you can't get the point. Sure. You know, there's lots of things.
Well, guys, let's have a quick rundown here from what we covered today. Number 47, Triceratops Spin. 46, Tom Sawyer Island Raft. 45, Wildlife Express Train. 44, Seas with Nemo and Friends. Number 43, the Main Street Vehicles. 42, Liberty Bell Riverboat. 41, Barnstormer. And 40, Grand Fiesta Tour. Derek, what about 39 through 30?
39 through 30. 39 was Tomorrowland Speedway. 38, Mission Space. 37, Astro Orbiter. 36, Magic Carpets. 35, Kali River Rapids. 34, the Regal Carousel. 33, Primeval World. 32, Journey into Imagination. 31, It's a Small World. 30, Under the Sea. And we'll let Craig take the last six.
Five.
Wonderful math. Number 30, Under the Sea.
Number 29.
Number 29, Mad Tea Party. Number 28, The Walt Disney World Railroad. Number 27, Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger Spin. Number 26, Dumbo. And number 25, to round us out, Winnie the Pooh.
And don't forget, Triple G fans, next Monday we will rank the top 24.
That's going to be tough.
It will be tough. Really will. I am looking forward to that.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
But don't forget to tune back in Thursday. Thursday we have a new segment.
Oh gosh.
Just wait. Don't spoil it.
And I will not spoil it, but you do not want to miss Thursday's bonus episode.
I just want to ask now. Please do not quit listening because of Thursday's episode.
It's going to be a unique take on the Disney podcast.
Unique is a great
something
word.
You probably haven't heard ever before from other Disney podcasters. And no, we're not going back to the future, gentlemen.
Thank goodness.
But that does bring us to a segment we and you like to call... It's Raining Mail! No, Craig.
Not
Raining Mail.
Oh, is that not... Okay.
It is...
Grinning Mail!
No.
Oh, sorry. Grinning Mail!
This singing... And all these agents that have contacted Craig.
It's really gotten to
me. It has.
We have proof that we have one new listener because of it. Okay.
That's true.
That's all I've said.
Alex. All right, Derek. Why don't you hit us with your grim grinning greatness question?
Well, this is just going to be a pure reflection of tonight's tally that we've come up with so far. What ride would you move up or down the list?
That we have there now?
Yes, of the ones we have in our list from 47 to 25.
So if we could pick one of those rides to move, what would it be?
Right.
I like
it. And you could make it better or worse, whatever you want to.
Okay.
And you really got me with that Winnie the Pooh talk.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry, Pooh does not deserve to be there at 25.
I don't think he does at all.
It needs to be, I would not have him higher than 40.
I don't think I'd have him higher than 35. I don't know how Winnie the Pooh... But hey, it's our one-of-a-kind ranking system.
It is. So I'll let y'all... I picked Winnie the Pooh to move back down the list.
I think I would pick Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger Spin and move it up. I think it's definitely...
Move it up to about...
It's at 27 20. Right now. I think it's definitely a top 20 ride. I think it's well done. It's interactive. So that would be mine. Craig Shelton?
Out of the top 25.
Would you say you'd need diesel fuel to move it up or down the list?
Maybe. I would probably... I would probably move the Walt Disney World Railroad on down to 25.
Move it down or up?
Up to 25.
Where is it?
It's at 28. I would put it in the top 25.
So it was pretty close to where he would put it in the first place.
So it's not, not going to be a major movement.
There's not a lot of changes. I look at it on the rest time. I wouldn't change a whole lot. you know, mission space. And like you said, some people make, I think that's where it needs to be. I think a lot of them, I really have a lot of disagreement with what
I
we
think
did.
We've done a pretty good job.
I did
job.
Too.
With the exception of poo.
Again, when you start looking at the list and you start looking at the great rides, like I said, the top 25 is going to be pretty difficult.
People are going to sending us large amounts of hate for ranking Winnie the Pooh above It's a Small World, I feel like.
You know, as the great poet said, haters are going to hate.
Now, what poet was that, Craig?
I can't remember right off. It's an old poet from years ago.
Thank you, listeners, for joining in. Don't forget to tune back in Thursday for a special, special bonus episode. And as you leave, be sure to...
I am apologizing now. Beware the hitchhiking ghosts.
And hurry back.
If you would like to join a jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back, we would like your company.
It's raining men!
Sorry.
Is that a button?
Yeah, that's a button.
Oh my gosh.
Meow. Meow. I know.